This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven past the hour on another hour of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, and JJ's off today. Victoria Keelan is here. Jennifer Horn is here. I'm Doug Steffen with the cumulative manifestation, the attention that I have to stunning information, and the absolute power I have over the audience. No, maybe not so much. But I think I was destined to do this. Isn't it amazing how people sort of get into something that they were destined to do? Like I've said publicly, my son was destined to be a father. He's so fabulous at being the father of Jasper for the last couple of months. You can just see it. It's in every pore of his body. And some people are like that with other people, with maybe the things they like to do as hobbies or the things that they do for a living. I've just been fortunate. I found something that I was pretty good at. I made a few bucks at, and that I have been able to stick with my entire life. And I think that that's something you could wish for almost anybody that you know as far as success is concerned, if that's what they deem success to be. There are various ways of marriage. There's a Freudian slip. That's not something I'm successful at, or nor do I really attempt to attain that distinction. I think you have to apply your juices to things that you're really excited about. And let's face it, a lot of people are not that excited about being married. They get married because they think they're supposed to be married, or that's what society deems is, you're a mature person if you can have a relationship with somebody or get married and last for a while. I don't get that at all, but that's my keys to the kingdom were never marriage. Being a father was, being a broadcaster was, being a farmer was, and all those things. I feel quite confident in the fact that I have done a good job. And I wonder about you, Holly. What do you all think? I don't address this to Jennifer and Victoria necessarily just then, but to everybody who's listening, what have you aspired to in your life that you've attained and are still at and are still good at and still like it? You know, think about that a little bit. It could be a sports activity. I know my father was a golfer. He aspired to be a good golfer. And he was the best golfer in Massachusetts until he was 88. Won all tournaments, amateur. He was not a professional. So that's what he cared about. He wasn't so good at caring about a lot of other things, but he was great at that. And so what I'm suggesting is you pick out one thing, or maybe you've already realized that there's one thing in your life that you do that you really are extraordinary about. Your interest is extraordinary, and your ability to accomplish whatever it is necessary to be good in that, you've found it. I just wish that for you. You think that makes sense, ladies? I mean, we all have found things that we're good in. Do we really like doing them?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. What I was thinking about when you were talking about it is that, I guess, in my own life, I think that like a lot of people at this time of year, they'll do a vision board I want to manifest this. Mm-hmm. I want to be here. That was never me. I have a lot of friends who were like that. They said, by 30, I want to be married. And sure enough, by 30, they were married. By 35, I want to do this with my career.
Divorced.
And then sure enough, they were able to they were able to get it. They were able to get their goals and accomplish stuff. I'm not like that. I consider myself, and I don't mean this in a negative way because I think this word is like, it has negative connotations, but an opportunist. When a good opportunity, that I value, presents itself, I work harder than almost anybody to try to be really good at that and to try to get something that comes along to me. But it's interesting, and I don't know if that's passive, if that's living passively, or if that's... I don't know.
Let me speak to that for just a second, because I've never planned to do what I've done. It just, I did it. I didn't think, well, I better do this by tomorrow. No, I just did it day to day, week to week, month to month, year to year. And maybe that's the way
I mean, everybody's different. Victoria, did you sit down and say at a certain age, all right, I want to be a broadcaster. I want to be married now this time.
I fell into everything. Completely. But I think what Jen's reminding me of is that old saying that I find to be incredibly true, that when people go, oh, I was just lucky. Well, then the old saying is luck is actually what happens when preparation meets opportunity.
Yes.
Jen is prepared. So like when the opportunity comes up, Jen's done her homework. I mean, I feel like I'm like that too, especially with my career. Like I've worked really hard to learn as much as I can in every position that I've been in, and that's prepared
and
me
where you ended
for
up.
When something. Yeah, I'm in my pajamas every day, so.
Yeah.
Living the dream, baby.
Exactly. I mean, maybe I'm just, you know, yeah. But I think that Jen's right. Being an opportunist does have a very strange negative connotation, but I think that that's exactly the right attitude, is that be prepared, do your homework, be ready, because opportunities will come all the time at you. You just need to be able to recognize them and know which ones are going to be good for you.
And that doesn't just go for your job. It goes for life. You meet a woman, you meet a man, you meet a partner.
Well, any
you
goal. Financial
friends.
Stuff.
Yeah.
I don't know. I guess, you know, and I'm not trying to say, oh, my way is the right way, because I really believe everybody is different. I'm thinking of one person right now who's in my life who literally plotted out her entire life when she was like 19, and God love her, she has just checked the boxes through her life. But I would feel like if I did that, I would have missed a lot of really
beautiful
tours.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
You know what I mean? Like, think 100%. About where you end up and the people. I mean, we would have never known each other. If I had manifested what I wanted to do in high school, I'd be sitting listening to people moan about their problems, sitting in a psychologist's office.
But you're kind of like a psychologist anyway.
I know. But in a different form. But like, we wouldn't have met each other. I mean, think about the what ifs. If you hadn't followed certain paths, you wouldn't come across some of the people that are the closest to you, which is unfortunate.
I used to think, like, my friends who had everything mapped out, you know, where you're going to go to college and then grad school and what, you know, what company you want to work for. And I have friends who have made all those things happen. And some of them are pretty miserable right now. Like, oh, I wish I had, you know, been more open to other avenues. And I wish I had maybe, you know, not been so rigid in this career path where I maybe could have done something else. And I just feel like I'm so happy that things have just sort of revealed themselves in my life the way that they have, and they've unraveled the way that they have, because, my God, if I had planned everything else, who knows what I wouldn't have in my life.
Your life is unraveling. Is that what you're saying?
Well, I mean, I just sort of let stuff... No.
Yeah.
No, everything's... I love my life. I just think that I've allowed things to just... I've allowed the universe to just present itself in a way that I have not tried to manipulate
it.
And
you can't really.
I trust in the universe, so...
Yeah, me too. Yep. All right, so how do you suppose Ghislaine Maxwell is doing following... Do you think she spent her youth dreaming about a guy like Jeffrey Epstein? Ugh. I want to meet a guy like that who's a lech who takes women and... she's an opportunist.
And I'll take his lech business to the next level. I'll just talk about
that. Yeah, that's more than a lech,
So anyway, now that the trial is over and she's been convicted... Apparently, her lawyer says, well, maybe we should have another trial because one of the jurors who convicted her has been talking a lot. But I don't know that there's a law against that. Matter of fact, I think you find after
I was wondering
a lot
that,
of these
right,
things.
Right? It's, yeah. You can talk. If you're I've never been on a jury. I've never been picked. So I don't know what the rules are. Yeah.
Once it's over, you can talk about it.
Yeah.
And that's do they tell you that? Like while you're...
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, they tell you can't talk about it with anybody, and then now you're free to talk about the trial if you choose, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So I wonder, so this juror has talked about being a victim of sexual abuse as a child, and so that's where all of this is coming from. I don't know.
Why would they put somebody on a jury for something like this if they were involved in it? That might be.
Well, no, you would want someone who's sympathetic to sexual abuse.
Oh, yeah, but if you've had that experience, sympathetic is one thing, but the experience is another. I would think that would taint a juror's point of view.
That's exactly that's what Maxwell's lawyers are trying to make.
Right.
Yeah. They're trying to make that case, but I don't know that you can do that. Once the jurors have been decided on and agreed upon by both sides, I don't know that you can go back on that and say, oh, wait, you know, that person was tainted. I don't know. I don't know how this is going to go. It doesn't seem like there's a lot of room for a mistrial here, but you know, that's what lawyers do. They're
but that's
try
what they're supposed to do. Is
yeah.
to try to figure out the best path for their client, and that would be
legal.
Yeah.
Lawyers are not interested in finding out the truth or what's right and wrong or who's guilty and who's not. The lawyer's job is to represent his or her client to the best of their ability and get them off
yeah,
whatever
and
they're
trying to
charging.
Find legal loopholes.
That's what a lawyer does.
That's it.
End of story. Was Governor Hochul, is that how you pronounce her name? Was she a lawyer
Hochul.
Before? Hochul. Was she a lawyer before getting into politics? A lot of people that get into politics are lawyers.
I do not know.
Mm-hmm. She's announced that they're going to legalize the sale of to-go alcoholic drinks in New York. This is a critical revenue stream. One wonders about this and other things. Will it go to marijuana? What is the status of marijuana in New York State? I've forgotten.
It's medical is allowed.
Is it legal?
Oh,
not
for
legal.
For medical,
not recreational.
Yeah, not recreational. No, yeah. Cuomo was very against that, so I don't know. I don't know if what Kathy Hochul's going to do if she has a horse in that race. I don't know. But this is an important thing, though, that she's done with the to-go alcohol that literally kept restaurants. The
open.
Doors open.
Yeah.
I mean, it was down to if it was a pizza joint or an actual restaurant that had, you know, fancy cocktails to go, or a pizza joint that would allow you to take a bottle of wine and get that delivered along with your pizza. This was a lifeline for so many restaurants. And then it ended in, I think, June or July in New York. Mm-hmm. And so now she's made this a permanent thing. There were no, I mean, all the things that people said, oh, you can't have to-go alcohol. There were no,
what?
There was not an uptick. Well, because people think of drunk driving.
No, I understand.
There was not an uptick of that.
But,
I mean, it really proved that there was nothing harmful that came. And we did this in New Jersey, too. And it saved so many restaurants just by being able to pay that upcharge.
Parochial.
They're legalizing it now. Like, that's one of the new laws in effect.
I wonder if Jersey will, too. Yeah. Because now New York has made it permanent. California's made
but
it permanent.
The parochial attitude that people have toward marijuana versus alcohol and tobacco products, it is, that's the best word I can come up with. It's parochial. It's just, it's silly. Okay, one way or the other, it's going to, if people, if you can't get it legally, they're going to get it illegally. That's what the black market is all about. So why feed that when there's a lot of tax ramifications to stuff
yeah.
like
well, a lot of people make that argument for sure.
18
yeah.
after the hour.
Be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Today on Hey Culligan, Smart Home, Smarter Water Softener. Here's Kevin.
Hey Culligan, can a smart water softener lift those heavy salt bags for me?
Kevin, it can.
Wait, it can?
Yep, the smart high-efficiency water softener from Culligan can alert your dealer when the salt needs to be replaced, and they'll do it for you, so your water stays soft and you stay away from lifting the bags.
I mean, I could lift them if I wanted.
No judgment here, Kevin. We're happy to do it, and we're already on the way. Let us help you out with a free in-home water test with the local Culligan water expert at Culligan.com.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail files to spreadsheet files.
Deidre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperT.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
One in 44 children have some kind of autistic problem. Children from low-income families were more likely to get diagnosed than those in wealthier families.
Remember, low-income families with WIC or some kind of food supplementation, they can't get it unless the children are vaccinated. You said lower-income families.
Yeah.
They can't qualify for assistance if their kids aren't vaccinated. Now, that is a crime against nature.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, here we are at 23 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria, Jay Kirshner is also with us with the social media trending items. So let's see, where do we start with Betty White's funeral? Where do we go with that? That's got to be some, that'll be Hollywood royalty for sure. What is there? What's the status? Anybody know what the status is of her funeral plans? Is it imminent? Sometimes when these people die, it takes a while. Remember how long it took? Well, there was a fight over Casey Kasem. I was trying to remember the last time it was a big-time Hollywood personal, you know, a person who everybody loved, and whether people went to, do they have public funerals for folks like this? What are they doing?
Well, in the case of Betty White, the arrangements are being handled privately because that was Betty's wish. She was always somewhat of kind of a private person.
Mm-hmm.
We knew things about her. We knew her love for animals. People are suggesting that fans donate to any kind of cause or organization that she was passionate about, or one that you're passionate about that has to do with animals. There's a whole big social media movement happening right now where people are sharing infographics and encouraging people on Betty White's what would have been her 100th birthday to make a donation in Betty's name to an animal shelter.
So
yep,
that's
we're doing that.
Yeah, that'd be good. Good, good, good.
So all even right, in speak- death, she's still living the way she lived her life, helping animals and just bringing smiles to faces.
Yeah, she's always cool, cool, cool. I'm telling you, I may have to be in Los Angeles on the 17th, but I got to figure out a way to go and see that film, because it just is the thing that celebrates her 100th birthday. And by the way,
or take your grandkids to the LA Zoo. Betty White is all over the Los Angeles Zoo.
Yeah.
She donated so much. Her name, her husband's name, were built on buildings there. I mean, they were huge supporters of the zoo.
She
always had one of the best quotes. I like animals more than I like people.
Yeah. A lot of people think that. So somebody did the calculations of how many leap years she had in her life. Did you see that?
Yeah. So yeah. So technically she is already 100 and what, 7 days?
Yeah, right. So maybe that's a way of...
That math adds up.
She made it. Yes, she made it. Someone, speaking of funerals, Mr. Big, the funeral from... Was there actually a funeral, per se, in Sex and the City? There was a funeral. Mm-hmm.
Yes, there was. Yeah, it was closed casket. They had his name on kind of like the screen behind the casket. And they had filmed with... Sarah Jessica Parker and Chris Noth in Paris. And a lot of people were thinking, well, maybe those were scenes that never were actually going to be scenes because there kept being so many leaks. So it was like were they filming things that were never going to make it? Because even at Big's funeral, he was there. They just shot around him and cut him out of things to throw people off.
Yeah. He went to his own funeral.
Yeah, like there's just so many leaks. So there is apparently supposed to be a scene where Carrie finds closure following his death in this big moment in Paris. Well, that's scrapped.
Which is too bad because that's a bookend for their relationship.
You know, I just think business of you're guilty until proven innocent is way out of control. Is there smoke here? Is there something that he did, but nobody's proven anything?
Well, there's also people don't want to touch it. It's not also just proven guilty till proven innocent. It's like, we don't even want to be part of this bad publicity, so we're stepping away. We're just severing ties for now.
Yeah, I think that's kind of dicey. And it's kind of unfair, as a matter of fact. We're not only dicey, but unfair. Anyway, that's my thought about it. You're welcome to share your thoughts with us on our social media, Twitter, Instagram.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
President Biden will mark the first anniversary of January 6 by delivering remarks on Thursday morning focused on former President Trump. With roughly 700 people arrested for events that day, none of them have been charged with insurrection. Bill O'Reilly on Fox News last night.
When you break into the Capitol, you're hurting your cause. And so I say, what are you doing? You think this is going to turn out well?
The Internal Revenue Service, or IRS, is cracking down on payments made through third-party apps, requiring platforms like Venmo, PayPal, and Cash App to report transactions if they exceed $600 in 1 year. The new IRS monitoring program started January 1st. Las Vegas, Nevada will have many road closures this weekend as dignitaries will be attending former Senator Harry Reid's memorial service throughout Southern Nevada. USA Radio News.
This view was worth a hike.
Right? And it's a good way to stay on top of my health.
Yes. I'm Cologuard, a prescription colon cancer screening option for people 45 plus at average risk. Have you screened for colon cancer?
Not yet.
Don't wait. It's more treatable when caught in early stages.
Tell me more.
Cologuard is non-invasive and it's used at home. It detects altered DNA in your stool to find 92% of colon cancers.
92%?
Yep, even those in early stages.
This was seen in a clinical study with patients 50 and older. Any positive result should be followed by a diagnostic colonoscopy. False positive and negative results may occur. Cologuard is not a replacement for colonoscopy in high-risk patients. Do not use if you have had adenomas, have inflammatory bowel disease and certain hereditary syndromes, or a personal or family history of colon cancer.
Most insured patients pay $0. Ask your provider or an online prescriber if Cologuard is right for you, or visit Cologuard.com.
I'm in.
Federal prosecutors under Democrat Attorney General Merrick Garland have charged more than 700 people in more than 45 states with participating in the January 6 riot. It should be noted that none of them have been charged with insurrection. Bill O'Reilly was on Fox News last night giving his perspective on all the riots the last 2 years.
Well, it'll be interesting tomorrow when Vice President Harris gives a speech on the January 6th Capitol riot, because she actually called for Americans to supply money to bail out some of the protesters arrested in the Floyd riots. So I don't think she's going to mention her posture back then, but it's obvious to anybody that the left doesn't want any kind of accountability for what they do, yet they demand that any mistake on the right, and certainly this was a huge mistake, invading the Capitol. And anybody who thinks it wasn't doesn't really understand life, doesn't understand the United States, because when you do something like that in support of Donald Trump, you hurt Donald Trump. And so you're hurting your guy. And you, when you break into the Capitol, you're hurting your cause. And so I say, you know, what are you doing? You think this is going to turn out well?
I'm Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
The American Family Farmer Podcast.
Alexia Kulwick, who runs the Farm to Consumer Legal Defense Fund.
It's ridiculous the amount and number and confusion of regulations that can apply to a small farm. The government doesn't tell you what to charge for your radishes, but they will tell you what kind of zoning you need, what kind of license you need to sell it, even though you're selling it directly from your farm. Such a large number of regulations that the small independent farmer might have to face.
Get the podcast at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
And away we go at 34 after the hour on the DJV program. Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn, Jay Kirshner, Victoria Keelan. Hey, the good news today is Kim Jong-il invented the burrito. Hooray! Hip, hip, hooray! Good for
That's
him.
That's really exciting news.
It really is exciting. Kind of like, what's his face, inventing the internet? Al Gore, he invented the internet.
Yeah.
And Kim Jong-il has invented the burrito. What could be next? It could be that we'll find out that Bad Vlad invented a new kind of saddle that makes it more comfortable for men like him to ride the horse. Okay. Meanwhile,
you want to hear about the burritos, though? Apparently,
yes,
they were not
please,
called
Jennifer,
burritos.
This is
in
very
North Carolina,
exciting news.
Or North Carolina. What is wrong with me? North Carolina, or maybe? North Korea? Easy one. No, but I guess they said that Kim Jong Il, who's the dead dad now of Kim Jong Un, developed wheat wraps because of a food shortage. There was, like, I guess, I don't know, citizens were like eating all kinds of wheat wraps on television. There was a food shortage. And so Kim Jong-un, they say, has a meticulous interest in burritos or wheat wraps, and that's like booming in North Korea. And so now I guess they do cabbage and carrots and, yeah.
Of course they do.
He came up with the idea. But, you know, this just shows you how they're so engrossed in Western culture, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the stories that we always hear about Kim Jong-un, the son, is that he loved Dennis Rodman, he loved basketball, he loved all of these American things. And it's pretty funny that they even, steal...
But Americans are bandits.
Yeah, right. Yeah. To bring back over there.
Now, I want to follow up on something. You can always listen, by the way, to the full program. If you don't hear something and we may make reference to it, that's normally bad broadcasting because you shouldn't make reference back to something that people may not have heard. However, we get around that by suggesting that you can hear the full show all day, every day at djvshow.com, djvshow.com. So having said that, now you could go back and make reference to what Victoria and I were talking about regarding the new Walmart deal, where they're going to try to compete with Amazon in terms of home delivery by buying a whole fleet of electric vehicles like Amazon says it's going to buy. And then you look around at all the electric, there's an electric tractor now that's at CES. John Deere has decided they're going to build an electric tractor. They also have a new tractor that doesn't require a driver. All that very, about as stupid as you can get. I mean, looking for the General Motors focus on electric cars. Everybody's focusing on electric cars except for one thing. There are, even today, not enough plug-in places for all the electric cars that are on the road. If you don't have a place at your home to plug the car in, then you're in trouble because they just don't have them. The airports are building places, parking garages. Where I was in Los Angeles at the hotel I stayed in last week, they have on each floor three places to plug in an electric car. You go to a mall and you'll find maybe a half a dozen places that you can plug your car in. But they're nowhere near enough. So when you look at how the promises that are coming from these people like Walmart, I use them as an example, and also Amazon, they're going to have all these trucks and delivery vehicles that are electric powered. Don't hold your breath. First of all, they can't make them as fast as they can make regular cars because the chip, whatever it is that it takes, they're just not there. And Tesla has managed to grab, but they produced on their own the batteries and things that are necessary, but the rest of the companies have to either buy them from Tesla or they got to find and build their own, which is no easy. You saw what trouble Tesla had making a battery, getting a battery that actually worked. And now when the battery goes dead, you know, you're used to going to the auto parts store, go to O'Reilly's, and you can buy a new battery for $160. So remember last week we were talking about the battery that's no good in the Tesla, and a guy was told he had to pay $22,000, so he brought the Tesla to the front of the showroom and blew it up. So, you know, I mean, this is not, I'm not speaking against electric cars. I'm trying to say that it isn't the end-all and be-all that everybody thinks it is, and part of the real problem is finding a place to plug it in. That's all I'm kind of saying. Am I right, ladies, or not?
Sure. Well, yeah, because, I live in an apartment complex, so where would we plug in there? A Tesla? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that would be tough.
No. So don't get all worked up. I know in our community...
You get a really long extension cord out the window.
Well, a lot of communities, like Los Angeles, is gaga over the electric vehicles. How many electric vehicles have they ordered for L.A.? The highway department and the police. I mean, I'm wondering what happens. You got a police car that's got electric power, and you're chasing some dude down the road.
Yeah, I haven't heard that yet. But all the community, the county, the city vehicles, they're trying to make electric. And there are a lot of charging stations in L.A. You could get away with it. And
a lot of people
that you have to have them.
Who early on have tried electric cars are trying to trade them in for gas models, and I don't know how they value. That's another thing. I haven't asked my friend, the car dealer, what's the trade-in value? Because Teslas have been around now for, 4, 5, 6 years? How long has Tesla
No, I think they're coming up on 8 years. Warranties. That's why the guy blew up his Tesla, because he had hit the 8-year warranty. Yeah, right. It was going to cost $22,000 for a new battery.
Okay.
But wait, so, am I remembering this wrong? Didn't we have a conversation with Nick Miles before, and he was saying that to manufacture an electric vehicle actually is more of a carbon footprint than manufacturing gas
vehicles? Phil, see if you can find Nick, will you? He's at CES. Maybe you can call him, and let's see if we can find him. I want to get to the bottom of that. That makes sense.
With the Tesla factory, that's battery-powered and solar, so I don't know about that. But, yeah, for, like, GM to start making electric vehicles, sure, that would make sense that if they're still using fossil fuels to power the plant, then, yeah, that makes sense.
So what's the trade-in value? That's my big question now that I think about it. Is you think that the Chevy deal, let's say you have bought an electric vehicle and you don't like it anymore and you want to go back to a gas vehicle. Can you go to the Ford dealer and say, I want a new Ford F-150 and I'm trading in this 4-year-old Tesla?
You can do that.
You can?
Take the 10-can Chevy Volt.
Yeah, a friend of mine has a Tesla and he went and did research on it, and he said, you know, he found a company out of Chicago that just buys up brand new Teslas that people literally own sometimes for a week, and then they realize they get it home, and then they realize that they don't like it, or they don't want the bill to charge it, or they don't realize that it costs thousands of dollars to install the actual charger in your garage, and so they return them. And so he was like, yeah, he goes, I got a massive discount buying a brand new Tesla that had 300 miles on it, and he's like, It's crazy. There are multiple businesses now, and they ship them to you around the country. He was in Pennsylvania, and he got his shipped from somewhere in Illinois or something, somebody who bought a Tesla and returned it. It's kind of like how the iPhones used to be. iPhones, you could buy a refurb one. You could get hundreds of dollars off because people were confused. They would buy an iPhone. They thought they were going to like it. They didn't know how to use it, and they returned it within a week. So those get resold.
So can I return my... What do I have, an iPhone 8? It seems to be stuck. I've been getting calls, and I'm trying to retrieve them, and I can't get them. It won't. The screen freezes. What do I do about that?
Throw it against the wall.
It's a temperate upgrade. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Jennifer, when I'm there this weekend, will you take me and help me find an upgrade?
Oh, that would be fun. Sure.
Yeah. Okay. Let's do that. We'll have to run it by Victoria to see if she approves of whatever it is that I've gotten.
I'm going to get you a jitterbug.
What's that?
You don't know what a jitterbug is? It's a phone for old people.
Oh, really?
That has two buttons on it. Not yet, but he's headed in that direction.
Really? I don't know.
Yeah, they advertise them on all my favorite shows, on all the shows, you know, the old ones that I watch, like I Love Lucy.
I Love Lucy?
They're always advertising the jitterbug.
Uh-huh. Is it the new, big button telephone? Remember when we were kids, they had the big button at home for the old people couldn't see?
This is ageism, and I'm offended by this conversation, frankly.
Well, then you should talk to the people making these products.
This has nothing to do with your age. This is just about your...
I've fallen, and I can't get up! And then remember the old bathtubs that Ed McMahon used to promote, the walk-in bathtubs for old people? Remember those?
Don't knock those. Those look fantastic. I would love those. They do, but they confuse me. So you can't fill the tub up before you walk in, otherwise the water will get everywhere. So are you just going to be cold and, sitting there and eating until the water fills up? Because that looks miserable, too.
But the sitting up is kind of nice. I mean, I don't know. Anything that provides
great for shaving legs, for sure.
Yeah, come on.
I don't shave my legs, so I guess I don't need that bathroom.
You're missing out.
Am I? I'll have to remember that. All right, so how did we get from talking about electric cars to shaving your legs? Let's see. Do you want to retrace where we've been here for the last 4 or 5 minutes? The DJV download, we can pick up bits and pieces of the program every day. We have it available for you. As I said, the whole show is available all day long at djvshow.com. But then the download, let's see what the most recent one is. We're talking about Susan Lucci's latest business adventure with that new, the clothing line. She also has, wasn't there some other business that she had started beside the clothing line?
It was her birthday.
Yeah. Oh, that was why we were talking about. Okay, anyway. So that's that. We talk about Britney's conservatorship in the latest DJV download, Gal Gadot's apology for her image video. I don't understand what that was all about, Frank. I think I said that
on the podcast. So if you want to hear our discussions and our reaction to each other's thoughts, catch it every day at DJV Show. It doesn't cost you anything. Or Apple, wherever you get your podcasts.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So, while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Nobody protects you from mayhem like Allstate. I'm a speed bump. Did you hear what I said? I'm a speed bump. And if you have cut-rate car insurance, the cost to reattach your muffler could really be a bump in the road. So switch to Allstate, save money, and be better protected from mayhem, like me.
Based on coverage and limits selected, subject to terms, conditions, and availability. In most states, prices vary based on how you buy. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Yes, Miss Dutch. No problem. I'll call someone about the plumbing.
One of Beatrice's properties needs a new superintendent.
The custodial team is not...
Someone with handyman superpowers and a concierge alter ego.
Does anyone know any good electricians near Parkville?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Long we're in the car lane here, I see that NASCAR has rejected a sponsorship deal between Brandon Brown, a driver, and the cryptocurrency LGB coin, which is a reference to Let's Go Brandon, the chant meant to represent an insult against President Biden. Apparently, Mr. Brown doesn't like Joe Biden. And most of the NASCAR
nothing
people.
To do with
well,
him.
Well, no. That was this that the Let's Go Brandon thing started because it was at a NASCAR race and people were saying the other thing, and then everyone was like, "Oh no!" They were saying Let's Go Brandon for Brandon. So this is the Brandon.
One
that kind
sports
of, like,
reporter from NBC has created this whole thing. So stupid.
And he had nothing to do with it.
So the crowd is chanting "Blank Joe Biden," and it gets interpreted as. Let's go, Joe.
Reporter,
Brandon.
Who, listen. They're chanting, "Let's go, Brandon," and it was very clear that they were saying the blank you, Biden, and so everybody laughs now because it was "Let's go." She was trying to make it.
What is the matter with people? Seriously.
But going back to this, I mean, LGB coin is literally like. It's Let's Go Brandon. Like, this is not an innocent, this is just a coincidence. I mean, this was done purposefully to play up to that
NASCAR
crowd.
Well, the NASCAR followers not generally like Biden. People that go to NASCAR are not
I think
fans.
It's just, people think it's funny. I don't know.
It's not funny.
I don't
know. It's not funny.
It kind of is, actually. If you watch
what?
The whole thing.
Blank Joe Biden? I don't like.
But nobody's saying blank Joe Biden. They're saying let's go
but
Brandon.
But
that's what they are saying. And everybody knows it.
But
what they used to say about Trump all the time. I mean, give me a break. Everybody gets it. It's funny. I don't know. It's not.
It's funny. I think it's disrespectful to the president, whoever he or she may be. 10 before the hour on the DJV program.
What if people always acted the same way they do when they're driving their cars?
Good morning, Mrs. Blanchard. How may I help you?
I'd like to cash this check.
Sure.
I'll just get my pen
Come
here.
Come on, lady. Get a move
goodness.
On. Where'd you learn to bank anyway?
Ooh.
Whoa. Don't you give me that look.
It sure wouldn't be a very friendly place.
What kind of candy do you want, sweetie?
This. No, this.
Pick something already. Come on, honey. We're holding people up. How about this kind?
No.
What is the matter with you people? If you're not going to do something, I am. Get out of my way.
Every day, drivers and their families all across the country are killed on the roadways because of road rage.
Wasn't it a beautiful wedding?
Oh, yes, and they made such a lovely couple.
Excuse me, is this the receiving line?
Yes, it is.
Hey, he cut in line.
I'm a friend of the bride. Do you know the
group? Hey, pal, you cut in line.
Buzz off.
Oh, yeah?
He hit that nice man.
That'll teach you to cut in line, you jerk.
Stop the senselessness of road rage. It's time we all drive with the same courtesy we extend to people in the rest of our lives. A message from the AAA Foundation for Traffic Safety.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
Time now on the DJV program, DJV Health. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here from Lake Cardiology, Mount Dora, Florida. I invite you to connect with them if you'd like to have a connection with Dr. Ken, because you can do it. You don't have to go down there. You can do it on telemedical terms. Their Zoom link is connective, and you can easily get to Ken. When I say easily, he's got lots of patients, spends lots of time in the office, spends lots of time with each of his patients. One of the reasons people love him and his bedside manner. All right, question number one has to do with COVID and the patients who may be at risk for kidney damage. Is this kidney disease? What does COVID do to our kidney, Ken?
So COVID-19 patients, Doug, with severe COVID-19, these are the ones who have to end up in the hospital, unfortunately. These folks are at risk for serious long-term kidney damage, and the damage appears to come from the virus's ability to directly infect the kidneys. And in some cases, the scarring and damage may last well beyond the COVID-19 infection itself.
All right. So if you have problems with your kidney, what's a sign kidney damage or disease comes from abusing drugs, does it not, among other things? How do you get kidney damage in the first place?
Well, you can get toxins, you can get infections, you can have trauma to it, you can have circulation issues to it, you can have autoimmune problems with the kidneys. There's many different pathways in the body where you can have issues in the kidneys. And right. The nice thing is you can easily check for it. I just had my yearly head-to-toe evaluation, gave a urine sample, blood work, and you can tell very quickly how your kidneys are doing, and you certainly need them, and they're a good thing to check out at least once a year. And if you have any symptoms, if you're going to the bathroom more often, it could be the kidneys, it could be the bladder. It could be your prostate. If you have burning when you urinate, certainly it could be in that area. If it's painful when you urinate, you see blood, all reasons why you want to get your kidneys checked out earlier.
All right, so the kidneys, let's talk about other internal organs, like your liver, like your spleen, like your pancreas. Are those also susceptible, or is the kidney the most susceptible to damage if you have COVID-19?
You mean to COVID? Well, if you have severe COVID-19, your whole body is at risk, because one of the unfortunate end stages of COVID, of severe COVID-19, is this horrible clotting that occurs, and also this horrible excess inflammation that occurs. And between this excess inflammation, this just burning up of tissue, and clotting that cuts off the blood flow to all the organs, these two mechanisms can damage your organs badly. And the question when this study I just talked about the kidneys, it actually is the direct effect of the virus. So you have to worry in severe cases. You can have the direct effect of the virus. You can have the inflammation that it causes, or you're going to have the clotting that it causes. And that's why the severe COVID-19 is not something you want.
All right, let's go back to the conversation that I have often when I'm talking about one of our advertisers, Calitrin, and the information that we talked about, I think, last week here, the fact that the Chinese laboratory designed the virus with the spikes so that it would attack fat cells. And I noticed that there's a lot of information floating around this week about weight loss, get rid of the fat, that sort of thing, to reduce the risk for COVID. Is included in that list the surgery that you see advertised all over the place? I don't forget what the company is, Sonogram or Sona something or other. So what happens if you decide you want to get the fat cut off your body rather than losing it the other way?
Yes, this confirms what you've been saying about the risk of obesity and the mechanism and COVID-19. This came out this week in Journal of the American Medical Association. We call fondly JAMA, the surgery edition. Doug, that people with obesity who undergo weight loss surgery lower their risk for severe COVID-19, and their risk of hospitalization from COVID-19 is remarkably reduced in half. That's a big reduction from this weight loss surgery that you're discussing.
Yeah. All right. There you heard it. From the straight from the doctor's mouth, as you will, Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology, with best wishes for a happy new year. And hopefully we'll cross our fingers here as I'm sitting here with a microphone, crossing my fingers, hoping that this year is going to be much better and we kiss this puppy goodbye. Let's hold that thought as we go into the new year. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, Doug Steffen, wishing you a happy new year on DJV Health at 59 past the hour.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. An increasing number of things are falling apart daily. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, and that includes food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take this moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. My Patriot Supply has earned over 47,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious food kits average 2,000 calories per day and last up to 25 years in storage, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a food kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for the news to tell you something bad happened again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.